Would the conference committee please come to order for CS for Senate Bill number 377? Let the record show that Chairman Kelly on the Senate side and Senators Fisher and Josephson are present. Representative Sun.
Mr. Chairman, on the House side, we have Representative Pettyjohn, Representative Navarre, and myself, Representative Sun.
Okay, it's our understanding that there has been an agreement worked out between the various groups working on this bill, and we have a draft in front of us, and we'd like to call at this time Norm Gorsuch, former Attorney General of the State of Alaska, and Mr. Avram Gross, former Attorney General of the State of Alaska. Gentlemen, we're overwhelmed. Senator Josephson, did you have a...
Mr. Chairman, first I'd like to say that I commend the parties that had interest. I think it's the responsibility of this committee and the legislators to decide if or not the package is acceptable to us, but I think that bringing this and your efforts to reach an agreement are certainly commendable. I'd like to turn your attention to page 7 and to the definitions there and ask you both to indicate to me or give me some comfort about the context in which the term fault is used, because I haven't had a chance to go through the whole chapter to see where it appears. And especially in the second sentence, the term also includes breach of warranty, unreasonable assumption of risk not constituting an enforceable express consent, misuse of a product for which the defendant otherwise would be liable, and unreasonable failure to avoid an injury or to mitigate damages. Does this definitional paragraph change any of the, is it intended to change any of the case law developed in Alaska since statehood with regard to the issue of assumption of risk, for example, or other doctrines, tort doctrines, as to which the court has spoken?
Assumption of risk, the specific one I can reply to Senator Josephson, has already been subsumed into the concept of comparative negligence. The old concepts of negligence law are now expressed there. I don't read this definition as making any significant change in the law of Alaska at all.
Well, there's not a bar. Assumption of risk is not a bar, and does not become a bar under this paragraph.
It's all comparative under another section.
Any further questions? Dr. McGuire from the Citizens Coalition for Tort Reform, would you care to make a statement at all, sir?
Thank you, Senator. This bill certainly represents a good step forward. The negotiations have been very trying for both sides. We'd like to thank the members of the House and the Senate for working with this difficult issue and coming forward with a bill that we think will go a long way toward helping all of us with the problems of liability insurance. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Is there any other questions of the conference committee? Representative Navarre?
Mr. Chairman, I have a comment. I agree with Dr. McGuire. I think this is a step in the right direction, and it's a compromise that has been worked out over the entire length of this legislature and going into last fall. I now call on the insurance companies that do business in this state to give the people of this state some relief as far as the price and availability of insurance. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Joseph.
Chairman, I would like to say for my part that I hope that all of the parties will give this legislation, if it's passed, an opportunity to work. I don't want to come back here in January and be, of course, it's the right of anyone to petition the government for redress of grievances, but I don't want to come back in January and have to face a whole major episode if we don't know how well 377 works out, if we have sufficient time to see if in fact it proves to be fair and equitable and also gives relief to the parties who brought this issue to the legislature.
Representative
Pettyjohn. Well, I just respectfully disagree with my good friend in the Senate. I intend to be back in January if I'm reelected, and I intend to be working on tort reform. There's some stuff that's left on the table that shouldn't have been left there. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a good start, but it's only a start. We're going to continue working on this. Some of the reasons some things were left on the table is because arguments were made about how that was. We needed more study. We needed more data. We needed more input. We needed to look it over more carefully. And the ensuing 7 or 8 months before the next legislature convenes, we'll have time to do that.
Representative,
Mr. Chairman, I just, for the perception of what people have and what we have here, I just want to note for the record that the changes in the joint and several liability provisions of this law go farther in that than any other state in this nation. We've reached a compromise here, and it's probably fair and equitable, but it is a major step from where we were to where we're at here. And I think it's a good bill. It's a compromise, and we've been arguing and hashing about it from the day we started until about 5 minutes before we walked in here. So I would, if we don't have any further comments, Mr. Chairman.
One thing, thank you. The hour is late. I'm sure that we're all going to make our positions clear on the floor, and we'll have that opportunity later this evening. But I would like to take this opportunity to thank the people that worked on this bill on both sides of the issue. We were extremely lucky in that we had two former attorney generals in the state of Alaska. We know Alaska law very well. And I would thank Avram and Norm and Susan and Sam and Billy and everybody that worked on this issue. And oftentimes lobbyists have a bad reputation, and the general public thinks that they're just down here looking out for the selfish interests of their clients. And sometimes you can get a group together that try to craft a complex measure that in fact helps everybody concerned. And I think we were very fortunate in this regard that we had that. Is there a motion on the conference committee? Representative Navarro.
One further comment, if I might. I intend to continue to study this issue, and I intend to be back here next year to work on tort reform if that's necessary, insurance reform if that's necessary, and whatever else I feel is in the best interest of the people of the state.
Representative Jones.
I have to just say this. Everyone has the right to do that, and I'm as interested in this subject as anybody, but it's going to be very difficult to come back in January and make intelligent judgments until we have some experience with 377 and see how it works in practice.
Representative Sen.
Chairman, if there's no further comments, I would move that we adopt the conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 377, the Ford 51286 draft.
Are there any objections?
No.
So done. Thank you, gentlemen. Conference committee adjourned.